KUTX 98.9. I'm Jody Denberg, and once again tonight, my guest is Rusty Anderson, playing at the Irwin Center. Paul McCartney's guitarist, although Brian Ray in the band plays guitar as well.
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm. And I was curious, we talked earlier yesterday about set lists and how they came together. When you're working out these songs, Wings classics, Beatles classics, Paul classics, how do you divvy up the parts? Because Brian Ray plays guitar. Sometimes Paul's on piano, bass, guitar. If Day Tripper's on the list and there's that classic riff, how do you decide who gets to play the riff? Or do both of you and Brian? Or
ooh, it's a secret. You have to see.
Because I would want to play the riff, you know?
Yeah, it's just sort of, I think Paul, when he, you know, plays a song, he relates to certain instruments to play to, you know? And some make more sense to play. I mean, maybe it's whatever he originally played the song on, usually. At the basic tracks of it, because the earlier Beatles stuff, you know, they just cut it live. The latter, as you know, time went on, maybe they'd do Paul would play piano and then overdub the bass or whatever. So it's sort of based on that, really.
And are you much of a gear person? I mean, some guitarists are in love with a million guitars and other ones are like, just give me a guitar and let me play. Where do you fall on that spectrum of gear?
It's fun to play different guitars, but the thing that's cool about playing like the same guitar all the time is that you intuitively know where, like, the scale of the frets and where the knobs are placed. So yeah, you get used to certain things and certain quirks of the instrument, and I think you know how it's going to feed back that guitar or those kinds of things, especially for live.
About how many guitars do you bring out on these Paul McCartney tours?
Too many. But no, I play... actually, it's funny because this particular set list, I'm just constantly changing guitars. And it just sort of worked out that way. You know, I'd almost rather just play the same one all night, really. But you got to... Especially because it's such the breadth of the set list is so, you know, stylistically it's kind of so extreme and schizophrenic almost that it requires I can fake it on one guitar, but I think it sounds better to kind of get the different textures.
We're talking with Rusty Anderson, playing the Frank Irwin Center tonight in Paul McCartney's band, as he has been since the concert for New York back in 2001. And that's when you and Paul played live first, and you appeared on the Driving Rain record,
right?
Through producer David Kahn. You play, and I know you have to answer this question sometimes, but I think it is interesting to me. Like, you've played the biggest gigs there are in the world, like the Olympics. There's not a bigger gig. And then tonight you're playing, and you were playing baseball stadiums on this Out There tour.
Wait, you're freaking me out, man. I'm getting scared.
But we're blessed because you're playing in the Irwin Center tonight, which is, you know, in relative terms, a smaller venue. Do you adjust your head to do these things?
Well, it's really weird. I mean, like, we're actually really used to playing stadiums, except for the other night when in Goiânia, Brazil, when we were invaded. Actually, we probably invaded their space, so the grasshoppers, they're everywhere, and they're about, you know, 3 inches long or four, and they were on our mics and in my hair, on my shoulders, crawling up Paul's back, trying to get in his shirt, and, you know, it's that was really nutty. But aside from that, you know, the stadium thing, you get used to it, and we have a great crew, so the sound's good, and then now, you know, it's a little adjustment getting back into the arenas, and it's both awesome, and I try not to overthink it, because I'm just lucky to be able to do this, you know, and I'm really happy to be able to do these gigs, and it's nice to you. At a certain point, you have to just get used to it, and it becomes the norm, and you want to do a good job, so yeah.
Well, I mean, I get nervous just watching you getting on stage at the Olympics, let alone what's going through everyone's mind. There's a bazillion people watching, but it is great to have you here in Austin. We're talking with Rusty Anderson. He's at the Irwin Center tonight with Paul McCartney and also readying his third solo album. And yesterday we heard a new track, but we're going to go back to, this is from Undressing Underwater, I think, or no?
No, this is from Born on Earth, the title track, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So let's hear that, and then we'll hear a track of Rusty playing live with Paul McCartney, as you will see him tonight if you're lucky enough to have a ticket for the Irwin Center show. Rusty, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure, Jody.
And it's always a pleasure to see you playing on stage. You always seem to be having a good time. The band seems to love each other, and that spreads to the crowd, and we're ready to share the Austin love with you.
Yeah, the vibe is better than ever, and it's really, really great to you know, just feel it with the audience and with each other. You know, we're in a very good place.
Rusty Anderson on KUTX. This is the title track to 2010's Born on Earth.